This is Radio ERA
Environnement,
the radio of environmental education. You are listening to the podcast.
A conversation with Alpha Kaloga.
My name is Alpha Uma Kaloga from Guinea, a spokesperson of the Africa Group, the negotiator for loss and damage.
You were in Bonn in the last few weeks. What is the outcome of these negotiations?
We had two agenda items to discuss at Bonn. The first one being the Santiago Network, which was established to catalyze technical assistance through organization bodies and network to developing countries based on their demand. And the question was about the institutional arrangement, how to operationalize the Santiago Network. And the second was the Glasgow Dialogue. This dialogue has been established in Glasgow to facilitate understanding, enhance the understanding among parties on possible financial arrangement for loss and damage finance. And the two agenda items were discussed in Bonn. For the first, related to the Glasgow Dialogue. The Glasgow Dialogue, the big issue we are having as a developing country is that this dialogue starts at the subsidiary bodies and will and ends in the, during the subsidiary body without any connection to the conference of a party. So it was very clear that developing countries were ready to submit, to make proposal to have the Glasgow Dialogue on the agenda item of a COP, and we had also a proposal by the Small Islands Developing State that was suggesting that an agenda item on specific funding arrangement for loss and damage also be discussed at COP27. Formal consultations were held with the co-facilitators, the co-chair office, SBI, and the head of delegation of the different countries to find a way on how to capture the different proposal. And at the very end, the outcome was that the SBI, there was no consensus, and the SBI chair indicated that the report of a dialogue will be captured as an agenda item under its other related matters at the COP27. On the Santiago Network, we had extensive discussion with parties and our partners on the institutional arrangement, and there were different views about how the Santiago Network should look like and how to make it effective. While we, developing countries, among others, the G7, most of the G7, including Africa Group, was of a view that to make a network that is responsive to the needs of developing countries, we need to set up an advisory board, consisting of parties to ensure that strategic guidance are coming from the in compliance with the mandate of Glasgow Dialogue will be set up, and the dialogue and the advisory board will be the governing bodies to ensure that the secretariat works according to its mandate, and it's that the secretary is accountable to it. And while developed countries, particularly the EU and Switzerland, were of a view that a lean, you know, a very small secretariat outside the convention will be sufficient, and this secretariat can be hosted by an organization outside the convention. And the Executive Committee on Warsaw Ventilation Mechanism, called EXCOM, will act at some point as the advisory body of the Santiago Network. Now, the EU was of a view that we don't need an advisory board; we need just to appoint a director of a secretariat, and have a small secretariat that will, manage the request coming from developing countries and linking with organization bodies and network, and saying that the EXCOM the Executive Committee on Resolution Mechanism can provide a strategic direction.
So it meant that the AU and Switzerland refused to speak about the mechanism, the Warsaw mechanism, and how they will fund the loss and damage. Do you raise concern related to the situation in Africa, especially? Did you give them example of countries in Africa?
Yes, two different things to clarify. The Santiago Network, there is definitely a discussion. There is a need for discussion about sustainable funding for the Santiago Network.
Yeah.
And this Santiago Network needs to be well-resourced in order to avoid having a network that only is there for the name but not truly provide catalyzing technical resources, technical assistance in developing countries. And in terms of loss and damage finance that came under the agenda item related to the Glasgow dialogue, and in one of the breakout group, parties were requested to present concrete cases, and of course the Africa group presented a number of cases with a view of pointing out that current flows of funding, either from humanitarian services or from the disaster risk reduction field, is insufficient in terms of meeting the needs of developing countries, in terms of addressing loss and damage. We indicated that loss and damage associated with climate change has nothing to do with the humanitarian, but also nothing to do with the disaster risk reduction. So, not only the EU, but most of the developing countries were saying, of course, we understand we need some resources for loss and damage, but that they truly believe that the existing institutions are able to deliver on that. While we say we need an institution that is facilitating funding for loss and damage, we should imagine loss and damage. One extreme event can be 100 billion. And 100 billion is the goal by developed countries set since 12 years and not been met. 10 years not been met yet. 12 years not been met. So we need to engineer a structure that is embedded under the convention, but also outside the convention, and that is truly responsive, not only having sophisticated something out there thinking that it can solve the issue.
I see. What are your expectations for COP27 regarding this? What are your expectations? Are you positive?
I'm a positive guy, and I think if you're not positive, you can't be a negotiator. I have seen over the last years that developed countries are receiving a lot of pressure. They are moving forward because talking about loss and damage finance was not, it was a no-go in 4, 5, 3 years. Now we are talking about funding, even though there is no clarity how that funding will come. I think that at COP27, we will operationalize the Santiago Network to enable the network to start operating and providing technical support to developing countries as soon as possible at early next year. The issue about loss and damage financing will continue, and we will have a standing agenda item that will allow parties to make every year some key recommendations, some specific recommendations on how we will be addressing loss and damage finance.
I see. Alpha, for how long have you been a negotiator?
I've been a junior negotiator since 2010, and since 2016, I'm part of the lead coordinator of the Africa Group.
I see. Thank you. Thank you.
verità non si può mentire sempre, sempre non si fa. Pensi tu vivi, ragioni nell'ambiguità. Ah, ah, ah. Parli, parli, ma la verità non si può mentire sempre, sempre non si fa. Pensi tu vivi, ragioni nell'ambiguità. Ah, ah, ah. O non so qui, i show non so via, o muoioni hangu fidia. Nami, ne ho fuori, c'è un'unica, se mali. Sana haja we unikera maneno neno neno menji iyo tihili minti nazo hamba ito neza sabuzi ini sana haja we unikera maneno neno neno menji iyo tihili minti nazo hamba ito neza sabuzi. Non so che cosa sia, se solo colpa mia. Non so che cosa sia, circa malinconia. Wallahi.